True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
6:02 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn. On this fantastic feel-good Friday, we got to get this thing back to first responder Friday, man. What happened to that?
What did happen to that?
I have no idea.
We lost the F.
I'm not in that department.
I think that department got let go, right? But who's supposed to pick up their job now, right? Isn't that what happens in this industry? They just let go of different... Hey, there was a guy that used to help me with this. Yeah, you got to help yourself now because he ain't working here no more.
It'll replace him?
By the way, I hope I don't get in trouble for this, but whatever. One of the funniest things was having someone that was relatively new working here asking the question going, hey, I got to get this done. Who do I got to see about that? Yeah, you probably should have seen the guy that they let go yesterday because I don't know who you talk to now. That's just how it goes in this industry, yeah. So, picking up the slack.
Yeah, I think it's like they're downsizing so much on the radio side. It's hard to downsize what we do.
What did you see?
Local sports talk is tough to replace.
Well, that's the thing is like you can't do it with national. You can't do it with AI. Right. If you want local sports talk, it's the one of all of the platforms for
local
radio.
Politics.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Talk is the one thing that can really...
Everything. Yeah. Listen, there's nothing worse than we hear somebody from, another city doing ads here, and talking about,
whatever.
Taney Town and Shaywan Road.
And Tosin.
Tosin. All that stuff. It's like, ugh.
And if you're listening to national radio, sports talk radio, it's like going back in a day where all you had was radio to listen to music, and you waited for 4 hours to hear your favorite song. That's how national sports talk is. You're waiting all day for them to talk about your team, and it only lasts a couple of minutes.
It's funny that we're actually talking about this because my wife and I had a long conversation because I told her there was a report yesterday that said
she still talks to you
sometimes. For the first time in a long time, or the first time ever, the U.S. has more unemployed people than actual open jobs. And when you think about it, AI. Self checkout, all the things that they're cut, like the people that just cut back and they're not staffed enough, and or even on top of it, you've outsourced to another country to make this or whatever the product is. So yeah, it's
I still can't understand self checkout. Every place I go to has self checkout. There's three or four people just sitting around watching you just in case you need the help.
They're watching in case you steal.
No, like the minute you run into a problem, like for instance, if you go into the grocery store, self-checkout, you don't know how to weigh it. You don't know what to punch in. There's somebody to come over to help you punch it in. Well, how about you just open the lane and do it yourself? Yeah. I mean, why am I doing it when you're...
grocery store's got to make money, too. They can't pay that $30,000 a year salary. Are you kidding me?
They're standing there anyway.
No, I'm being facetious. Oh. It's BS because this is one... Charging for bags now... Like, I'll be the a-hole that carries 30 things and dropping everything in just instead of paying 5 cents.
No, my favorite is when you have 30 things and they said, would you like it back? No, no. I'm gonna get a pair of cargo shorts now and then put them all in there. And
I already had mine on.
So I know. You're ready.
Did he ask you that? Because you've got to pay for it? So, are you making sure you want to pay for it?
I guess, but it's preposterous. You didn't walk. Seriously, I had like bottles of water and a ton of little items, a couple of big items. Would you like a bag? No. No. I'm gonna use it all now.
Yeah, well, that's what you do. When you go through the self-checkout, you go one for you, one for me, one for you, and things don't ring up, and somebody comes over and they question you. It's like, I'm sorry, I missed the tutorial on how to do this. Like, I wasn't here for initiation. Nobody ever showed me how to do this. I shouldn't have to do this.
Yeah, I think it was a couple of years ago, I was at Wise, and they were sitting around talking about the Christmas party, the employee Christmas party, and I'm checking my own stuff out. I looked at the lady, said, can I come? And she laughed. I said, no, I mean, really. I mean, I'm after all working here. Yeah. Can I come?
Grab the phone. I need a price check.
My favorite thing now is they have to lock everything up. I guess there's so much shoplifting now. You go into, I was in CVS the other day.
Deodorant.
Everything.
Shampoo.
Shaving, razor blades.
Who steals deodorant?
A lot of people, apparently. I don't know. But the problem is now they have, you hit the, and I see this woman, she's leaning, she's there, she's working.
She's annoyed when you go over to her?
She didn't come over. So I'm waiting, I give her enough. Finally I go, hit it again. Comes over, couldn't be more annoyed. I didn't lock everything up. I'm gonna check myself out. All you have to do is come over and unlock the case that your company decided to lock.
She was probably thinking, listen, you can self-checkout. Did they give you a key, too?
Right. Yes. Can you go collect the carts out front while you're out there?
That'll be funny. They have everything locked up, and up in a corner, they have the key hanging.
I think, it's better if I need deodorant. I don't need glasses. I can see you. I have other problems.
Can I tell you?
You go to a store. You know, instead of them telling you about the clothes, they'll tell you, well, leave it. Let yourself out.
Can I tell you why I love this show? Is because, like, before the show, Rob was talking about the Jalen Carter spitting incident.
And we didn't even touch it yet.
And he was going, he said, hey, let's put in another segment late so we can talk about it twice. He's like, we're definitely going to talk about it in the first segment. Here we are talking about self-checkout.
But more people relate to that than they do us talking about Jalen Carter. But nonetheless, you had the funny text about getting the Seinfeld.
Yeah, there was a second spitter.
Because he spit on us.
There it is.
Because Jalen Carter indeed was the second spitter. The problem was Dak Prescott spit on the ground, looked at Jalen Carter, smiled almost like a camaraderie of a rival. It was kind of like a wink and a smile. It was spitting on the
Carter
ground.
Carter took it differently and spit on him, right?
I think Carter went into it with an attitude, and he that was that false bravado. And it he paid for it. And the problem is, after the game, there seemed to be no remorse at all.
Isn't so, like, I know, look, we can get into the levels of what's so disrespectful.
That's up there.
But I don't think I can control my temper if somebody spit on me.
I think we should all have a poll here.
I think Dak showed true leadership.
Well, he wasn't doing anything to Jalen Carter. I don't want that smoke.
You can call me any name you want.
Mm-hmm.
You can fight if you want. You spit.
Then the room has to pull me off you.
Yeah. Oh.
Remember?
You are getting a wood shampoo, my friend. Yeah. Big mistake.
Can I tell real quick the story when I was working at the pizza shop? I've told this before, so if you've heard it, forgive me. But there was this homeless guy that would come around to the pizza shop all the time, and he would do voices. He was a little, he wasn't all right in the head. It feels like Braveheart. So he'd come around, he'd do like Clint Eastwood's voice, or he would dance like Mick Jagger. So he came in the pizza shop one day, he grabs a 2-liter, he's like, bam, bam, he starts singing, like pretending like he's Mick Jagger, and he does this thing where he's biting the flies, like when Mick's singing into the mic. So our...
biting flies.
Yeah. Our cook, who was Muslim, his name was Samir, I love that guy, he was so funny, comes out and yells at the guy to leave. And he goes, what do you want, Saddam Hussein? He calls, you know, so like he runs outside and he's yelling at him. Samir, he's talking to the guy, and the guy goes, homeless guy spits right in his face. Samir takes off his belt and continues to whip this guy for about 10 minutes with his belt. And the only reason I'm telling the story, because this might sound like it's kind of some sort of crime or whatever, This dude's going, ha, ooh, ah, yeah, it hurts. And he's doing like the Charleston over there. And he's ah, yeah. Like he was one of the weirdest, funniest guys. And anybody that's in that Roseville area ran into this guy. You saw him everywhere. He was really? Just a weird, like something was off. Like there was some real mental health issues. And I think that's why he was homeless. But watching him beat this dude with a belt and seeing him dance.
And it started because he spit on him.
Yeah. Well, Samir came back and he wanted to fight all of us because we couldn't stop laughing. But he had just got homeless spit in his face.
Yeah.
You can imagine what that's like.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I condone what he did. Folks. I'm saying I understand, Samir.
Enjoy your coffee, folks. Lee Sterling from Paramount Sports joins us at 6:45. I don't know how Joe got somebody to come on here at 6:45.
I did that.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Don't ever talk about me getting Jim Palmer again.
He won at 6:45.
Don't you ever do that again.
He lives in Florida, man.
But on the other side...
Not L.A.
No love lost between Ravens and Bills fans this week, but do you think the two teams have a real respect for one another? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, what's up, Flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
On the back end, they've invested a lot of first-round picks, you know, on their DBs and safeties. I think everybody in their back end is a first-round pick. So they've got some absolute studs over there.
That's Josh Allen with his assessment of the Baltimore Ravens. And I think people are getting really excited about this game because it's week one, Ed. But I don't categorize the Buffalo Bills as a rival of the Baltimore Ravens. I think maybe it's something that could become one. But I don't. I think they have enough rivalries in their division. The Ravens do.
Yeah, but they're definitely one of them. I think.
Oh, the Bills?
Yeah,
I don't see it as a rival
because it seems like this is the team every year that we look forward to in the postseason. And it's akin to when they were doing it with the Patriots, where they weren't in the division, but there was a real that hatred you get for a rival team. Like the Steelers, because I don't really think the Browns are a rival anymore, or even the Bengals. The Steelers still.
I don't think the Browns thing goes away. At least for them.
For them, it doesn't.
But it still makes it interesting because of the vitriol that you get for a team.
Let's say it doesn't. Yeah. But what games do you look forward to more? Ravens Browns or Ravens Bills?
Ravens Chiefs.
But you don't have to look like.
So for me, that would be the Chiefs more so than the Bills.
I mean, we've had rivalries, and granted, when you have it for a long period of time, mm-hmm. I mean, the Bears and Packers are rivals, even though the Packers beat their ass every time. You know, the Packers have just destroyed them since Aaron Rodgers got there. And again, like, I agree with what Ed's saying because I think the narrative has already been built because it's not a – it seems like you're playing them every year. You've met them in the postseason. You've had strange games against them. You've lost twice now to them. You look at the situation of the two quarterbacks and what they're trying to achieve and both getting to the Super Bowl and winning it. Only one of them can get there if it happens, and usually it's not even either one of them. It's that other cat in Kansas City.
See, for me, that's everything you said for me is Ravens Kansas City, another team that you face every year, another team you face in the postseason before. I don't.
But why can't they both be rivals?
I don't see that. The only reason why I'm excited about the Ravens Bills is because it's the first game of the season. Last year when they played, there was not this. Okay, you played the Bills. But for me, I look for Kansas City. They have Kansas City this year, and I circle that one just as much as I do Ravens Steelers. I don't circle Ravens Bills. Again, it's appointment setting this year.
You don't
year.
Circle Ravens Bills?
No. I do this year because it's the first game of the season. I don't get the same, I don't have the same ants or disdain for the Bills that I do for the Chiefs. And I don't hate the Chiefs.
Well, the Chiefs just, have been better.
So yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
But I don't know that that's rivalry, though. That's individual preference of what you think it is. Like, I think
nobody definitely makes them a rival. I think the whole thing is opinion based.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, again, I feel like the whole beauty is the eye of the beholder, where you're looking at it and you see what you see fit.
Right. I can't wait for the Ravens Chiefs. I can't wait. And the only reason why I can't wait for Ravens Bills, Jeremy, because it's week one.
The only problem is with the NFL, it's, you play 17 games. So, like, if we looked at it from a baseball standpoint, almost every single game is worth 10 games. Yeah. You know, like, so yeah. I think it's easy to create a rival there quicker and make something happen. And it's very easy. Look, we had the whole Manning and Brady thing for years, making this Lamar versus Josh Allen, Lamar versus Pat Mahomes, Pat Mahomes versus Josh Allen. I think we're in a menage a trois of rivalries.
And I think
why direct that to me?
Oh, sorry.
I think another thing that makes it kind of a rivalry in terms of what the NFL can sell is you have the last two MVPs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Considering what you were about to say, go ahead.
You should just have the one guy that won the MVP the last three times.
I mean, look what the national stations, look what the ESPN did, NFL Network. You had a game between two longtime division rivals on opening of the season. What game were you talking about?
Again, the last two MVPs. Yeah. I look forward more for the Ravens-Bengals than I do Ravens-Bills. There's nothing for me. It's week one, and that's why I'm pumped up about it. I'll be pumped up about it week one against the Browns.
I don't have a problem with anyone that looks forward to the divisional games more than the other ones, because the key is you win your division, you get a home playoff game.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like we were talking about it yesterday, the Bills, they need to look at their division and say, we should go 6-0. I mean, 5-1 is probably acceptable, but we should go 6-0 in our division.
There's nobody that, I mean, people will try to make it seem like the Patriots are the upstart team this year. Well, last year, so were the Saints.
Mm-hmm. What about the Jets? Where did that come from? Because they won their opening game in an upset.
Was that it?
Yeah, they won their first two games and they upset someone week one.
Not only that, but they put a ton of points on the board.
Yeah, who did they knock out of Survivor?
Did they not get the Bucs for week one?
That might be it.
I think it might have been.
So they beat the ass, and that's when they started upstart, and then Rob was like, yeah. They ain't going up anywhere else.
The year-long joke. Yeah. That upstart team.
it wasn't just that they won, but they scored a
55 or 45?
No, it was Carolina and Dallas. That's all it was. And that's why I didn't believe in it. They beat Carolina 47-10. They beat Dallas 44-19.
It was the Dallas game that everybody was.
And I'm like,
caught off guard. No. Yep. Yeah. No. Because they were talking about it. It's like, hey, you know, the Saints offensive coordinator is going to be one of the hot commodities in the offseason.
That's what it was.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Everybody had him getting a job. Did he keep his job?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know if he kept his job there. Let's go to Eli in Parkville. What's up, Eli?
Hey, good morning. Good morning, fellas. Hey, welcome back, Jeremy.
Thanks,
hey,
man.
Rob, you're a different type of guys, different strokes for different folks. Because back in my day, when I was growing up, Ray Lewis and Brady, that was a robbery. You know, like, even though they was in different divisions, that was considered a robbery. So it might have flipped this year where it's like, all right, well, it's the Bills and the Ravens.
Eli, back up for a second. How am I different because of that? Because I clearly said for me, the Chiefs Ravens, who aren't in the division, are a bigger rivalry. I acknowledge the fact that you don't have to be in the division. I said the Bills just aren't to me what the Chiefs were. So we're saying the same thing. We just don't agree on the Bills.
Why not, Rob? Why you
got to But you call in with this and you're wrong again, dude. Like we're not two different guys. We just don't have the same opinion on that team. I acknowledge the Chiefs are a rival. The Bills, for me, are not. It's
They're
the
our
Chiefs.
Rivals.
So you know, we're not. No, that's we say the same thing. We just don't agree on that team.
This is an opinion question.
That's all it is.
I mean, you can't be wrong.
And that's why I said we just don't agree on that team. We're saying the same things. We're just saying it about different teams. For me, I circle the schedule when I see the Chiefs.
Although I got to say, I think this has become a rivalry because Bills fans and Ravens fans have gone at it for a long time.
Coleman's had some help
years.
With that, too.
I think Coleman's, he gets all the credit, I think. I mean, for the fact they put him up on the Jumbotron in Buffalo, you know, to stir it up. I mean, you got to give him credit for that.
By the way, you're talking about people who haunt you. I'm in San Diego, and I'm looking up, and I see the Jerry Coleman Broadcast Center.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
I took a picture and sent it to him. Like, yo, I'm in San Diego, and you're freaking haunting me right now.
We're over at Eleanor Roosevelt Field. Your picture's up.
Oh, he hated that when I called him.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Lee Sterling from Paramount Sports joins us at 6:45. But on the other side, we're doing over-unders, Ravens, Bills on the Fan. 6:31 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Time to play over-under. Starting off with you, Jeremy Kahn. Lamar Jackson, 275.5 total yards, over or under?
Over.
All right, thank you for elaborating on that. And Norris.
Oh, did you want me?
You're right.
To say? This is the easiest thing we do every year. I'm not sure I got any of these wrong last year.
And over or under?
Over. I think the next question on the board here is going to put the team over big time. But, I mean, Lamar's going to have a big day, I believe.
I got over also with Lamar, 275.5 yards, total yards, folks.
Yeah.
I think that's easy. Derrick Henry at 89.5 yards, over or under?
Over. I think this is going to be a big day for Henry. The Bills team, they can't stop the run. They couldn't stop him. He's bigger than every linebacker they have. I mean, I think he's going to have a big day.
Jeremy?
Over.
Okay.
Oh, so no. We've talked about this. When you look at the two guys there, I think Lamar with his rushing and passing should get over his numbers. And with Derrick Henry, I mean, the number seems fair for all things considered. It does make you wonder how many carries he's going to get for the first game of the year. But if you go back to last year, they fed him quite a bit against the Chiefs. So I think he's going to get his touches and he gets over that number.
I go over as well. I think he might pop one, a long one too, sort of like he did against him last year. Not that long, of course, but over. Mark Andrews, 79.5 yards receiving. I'm going under on that one. Jeremy, your thoughts on that one?
Yeah, that's where I went. I went under because I think he gets in the end zone. I think he might have a couple of catches. The fact that he is, you know, tight end one without Likely there does make you wonder if he's going to get more opportunities. But I think this
is the Zay show.
Yeah.
Sunday night is going to be the Zay show. It's going to be Zay's national coming out party. And it may be what puts him on the map because I think this year is going to be all-pro year.
You know, the Bills are relying on Tre'Davious White, who's back there now, to be a part of their big rotation there in the secondary.
Have fun with that.
Yeah.
Ed, over or under for Mark Andrews?
Under. I believe he has a good day. He's going to score. Lamar's going to target him, I think, to make up for last year. But I don't think he's going to get 80 or more yards.
And see, I'm with you. I think he's going to have a good day.
Me too.
Jeremy even said gets in the end zone. You're going to look back. Mark Andrews.
Central wrestler, Chocolate?
Yeah. You know, he may have four catches, 60-something yards, a touchdown, maybe even two. I just don't think he's going to go off with the yards. Volume may be the yards now. Jeremy, Ravens defense forces 1.5 turnover, over or under?
I said under. It's hard to predict turnovers for a team that's I think this defense is going to be really good, and the fact that Josh Allen's playing at home, I went under. I wouldn't be shocked if it went over, but again, it's just hard to predict.
And on top of that, Ed, Joe just told me Bill's offense.
They had the fewest giveaways last year.
Eight.
Yeah. I mean, think about it, the eight all season.
As an entire offense, running backs and everything.
Compared to the Titans, 34. They were last. The Bills were number one in the NFL.
They're 34. High score. Is that good?
Yeah.
Over or under? So you're going under?
I'm going under. They don't give up the ball at all.
Yeah, I'm going under as well. I think Ravens have a better chance of stifling them than they do turning them over.
Does it suck that going for it on fourth down doesn't count as a turnover because you're going for it on your downs. You're not giving the ball back. I feel like that should be a turnover as well.
No.
Why?
No.
It's the same thing.
You're the guy.
So if you miss a field goal, is it a turnover?
No, you attempted something.
You're the guy.
They attempted a first down.
We play a game in your backyard and you just start making up rules as we go.
No, it's the same thing.
It isn't the same thing.
Yes, it is.
If you miss a field goal, you get the ball with the field goal.
You're attempting a field goal.
And they're attempting a first down.
Yes, and you didn't get it.
So
you're not trying to get the first down when you're attempting a field goal. You turn the ball over on downs. That's what it's called.
Yes, so you turn the ball over on downs. Field goal.
And it's not called, hold on, let me check this again. Turnovers. It says turnover on downs. That's not a turnover?
No.
It's stupid. Anyway.
It's not a fumble or interception. That's what turnovers are classified as.
Josh Allen.
It just has turnover in the title.
289.5 total yards. This was the
Don't
toughest.
Don't shake your head.
I'm shaking my head at you.
This was the toughest one for me where you got over or under on this.
Sometimes I want to stab me out of my back.
You want to go to me first? Over.
Take those glasses off. I have them over as well.
Rob, if you look at game flow on this, and if you think the Ravens are going to win, I expect him to be throwing quite a bit in the second half.
That's what
half.
I'm going with.
That's kind of my thought process.
I think over, you're going to look back, and you're going to see the Ravens defense handled them well.
Look back
but
at
when
it?
When you look at the total yards at the end of it, it's going to look like he had a good game, and I don't think he's really going to, but I think he'll get the yards. James Cook, Ed, 79.5, over or under?
Under. I think this is going to be a very good rushing defense.
I think it's going to go under regardless of how good the rushing defense is because I think they're going to be playing from behind and they're going to need to throw the ball. So I'm going under on that.
If Joe would have said total yards, he might have a better day catching the ball than he's running it. I mean, to be honest, like he's very capable, but he also is a guy that got in late, right, because he was working on his contract.
How do you feel about that, Joe? He's making fun of your questions again.
How am I making fun of his question?
This every year.
Hold on. I didn't even make fun of that. I made fun of it at the beginning because it's easy.
I could take these from a Vegas book and he'd be like, that's stupid. That's absolutely ridiculous. What a dumb number. Like, I didn't make it up. I stole it.
Joe, here it says Bills force 1.T turnovers. How many is that?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's you have one lower testosterone, 1.T.
That's 1.5, right? Where's the T? Yeah, T is right below the 5. I think it's 1.5. What the hell is going on?
Ed's laughing like that one dog that in the cartoons in the 60s.
Yeah, he's the one with the whiskey laugh.
That's exactly.
Muttley.
It's Muttley.
Ha-cha-cha-cha. Go ahead, Ed. What's the last question?
Bills force 1.5 turnovers. I'm going under. I don't think the Ravens turn the ball over on Sunday.
Yeah, I'm going under as well. The Bills had the best takeaway ratio, you know, differential in the league last year, but the Ravens only had 11 giveaways, so they hold on to the football.
Yeah, and the same thing that we're talking about. I think they gave it away enough last year that they...
We gave it away in downs a lot.
Yeah, they shorted it. Well, that should count too, so that should be 2.5. The only one that's not a turnover is the one that has turnover in its title. Dumb. Why is a block in basketball when you get the ball back not considered a turnover, but a steal is a turnover? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Yeah. If you go up 4 blocks, yeah.
It was a second spinner.
that should be a turnover, even more so than turnover.
That's even worse.
Yeah, that's even worse.
That's the old Bill Russell.
You go up for a shot, it ends up getting blocked to the other team, but it's not a turnover.
Yeah. Bill Russell used to block the bottom of the ball so it would just kind of sit there and spin in the air and then just catch it and go full court, man. Anyway.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Getting ready for week one for the Baltimore Ravens. Week one began officially last night with a 24-20 win for the Eagles over the Dallas Cowboys. Rashawn had the nerve to text me, said there was a moral victory still with them boys. I thought he was quitting them after this year.
He can't quit.
Did he say he's quitting them? We're going to do week one picks at 7:30. Lock it in. See if you agree with us. World is stupid at 7 o'clock. You've been warned. But on the other side, we're going to look at some picks. Our buddy Lee Sterling from Paramount Sports joins us up next on The Fan.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
6:45 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Joining us right now from Paramount Sports, courtesy of the Window Nation guest hotline, he is Lee Sterling. What's going on, Lee?
Rough night last night. Every gambler's nightmare. I had the over in the game, and for one of my two, my biggest league, C.D. Lamb. So I slept like a baby, though. Woke up every 10 minutes and cried.
Lee, one of the biggest games of the week, it seems like everybody has an opinion about this one, and that's Illinois versus Duke in college football. Yeah. Why is this game so popular this week?
Well, the quarterback for Duke, Darian Mensah, is really good. If you watched him last week against Elon or last year, you'll know why. He completed 27 of 34 last week alone for 389 in their 45-17 win. It was a little misleading. The game was close most of the way. Here's the problem for Duke. They cannot run the football. They're one-dimensional. And I do believe that Illinois is going to control the line of scrimmage here, offensively and defensively, going to create some problems here for Duke. Illinois is so under the radar. I mean, they returned 19 starters from last year. They won four straight games to end the year. They even beat South Carolina in the bowl. First game, they ran for almost 6 yards, and they stopped the run. Only allowed 1 yard per carry. I just, like I said, think Duke's too one-dimensional here, and they're not at the level yet, even as far as ACC, to beat a team like this. I like Illinois. I'm going to lay the small spot, 27-17.
All right. I've got to ask you about Steelers-Jets. I'm intrigued by both teams this year. I think the Steelers are going to, again, not take the division the Ravens do, but I think they're going to be a 10-win team or more. And the Jets, I believe, are going to surprise some people. How do you see this one?
I would agree with you. And I think that, obviously, both quarterbacks have a lot on the line here, a lot to prove here. Justin Fields is a young athletic talent. I mean, he can sometimes outrun his limitations as a passer. Both defenses usually stop the run. But the Jets, I just think they offer the mobility of an extra running back at the quarterback position. The Steelers won their first three games with Fields under center last year. He had a 9.2 yards per attempt. Even the first loss, I mean, he threw only one interception in 161 attempts here. As Pittsburgh went 4-2 to start the season here, and I think Breece Hall, very underrated. He had 141 yards and 18 touches here in that first game last year. I like the Jets here, 20-17. Hard-fought game, could go either way, but just get my vote.
Let me take you back to college real quickly, because you got Oklahoma and Michigan this weekend. Not sure what to think about Michigan or even this OU team, but it looks like a pretty interesting matchup. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, it is. I mean, I love the quarterback, John Mateer. I used to watch him late nights and tell people about him. I mean, he would win games pretty much by himself. He won the Washington game by himself, just willed his team to win that game. And he was one of the top five portal quarterbacks. Same thing. I don't think their line play is up to snuff here. And they don't have the receivers they used to have. There's no, CeeDee Lamb when he's good. CeeDee Lamb on this roster here. On the other side, Michigan, they're going to go with a true freshman quarterback, Bryce Underwood. In my opinion, he is as good as advertised. They did not have him run the football even once in the first game against New Mexico. I think they're going to unleash him there. So don't be surprised. You know, maybe if you're looking at a fantasy player, Bryce Underwood, over rushing attempts and yards, he might be the play there, because they're going to have quite a few plays set up for him, and they're going to need him. They didn't show anything against New Mexico, and you got to love Justice Haynes, who they got from Alabama. Alabama could have used him. He had 159 yards and 3 touchdowns in the first game here. I think the wrong team is favored. I'm going to go with Michigan here. They pull off the upset, 24-21.
Here with Lee Sterling from Paramount Sports. Lee, Bengals, Browns. I know who the Browns are. They're not very good. What I don't know is, I don't know what to expect from the Bengals.
Well, they haven't done well opening week. I mean, the Browns were a thorn in their side during that 9-2 run from 2018-2023. Cleveland has lost the last three, but two of those were played, you know, real late in the season, relatively meaningless affairs. Also, that October loss last year was where Watson and also DTR left the game with injuries. I do like Al Golden. I think he's not a great head coach, but a really good defensive coordinator. He's going to simplify things compared to the last defensive coordinator. So I think that Cincinnati's going to find a way to win finally over Cleveland. But I think the line's just a little too high. You know, division foes know each other, a lot on the line. Both teams will come in tight. I think Cincinnati wins this game 24-23, but I'll take Cleveland plus the points.
What about, this is the one game everybody wants to hear. The Ravens are traveling up to Buffalo to take on the Bills. They drubbed them in the regular season, blew it in the playoffs.
Yep.
Who do you like here?
So I watched the first game and didn't give the game out. I'm like, wow, Baltimore's really good. And then in the playoff game, I'm like, I think Baltimore's better, but Buffalo's going to find a way. So, you know, even after the game, I'm like, I got lucky. You got to, you know, face that fact. I mean, the turnovers, the drop passes. Hey, Bills plus 24 in turnover margin last year. That was 1.5 times as good as the number two team in turnover margin, twice as good as the number three team. Usually those bounces, they even up. I mean, the next year they come back. I mean, they may not be minus, you know, in turnover ratio, but they might be 8, 10, 12. And that game that they lost, Baltimore, the plus was -3 in turnover margin, and they outgained them. I mean, they averaged 7.3 yards per snap, and Buffalo just 4.6 here. So on a fast track, it's not going to be slippery, it's not going to be cold, not going to be wet, looks like. I like Baltimore. Should be a fun game, though, 31-27.
Hey, Lee, tell us about the game of the week and where everybody can find you.
Game of the week is tonight. It's the Chiefs and Chargers, and have a real good feeling on this game. And if you want to get it for free and try us out, just call 800-400-9741. First 10 callers, we'll give them the Chiefs and the Chargers from Brazil. So got a lot going on. Have our first 40 to 50 unit max wager. We rate our plays from 10 to 50 units. Lifetime, we're 71-28 on these 40 to 50 unit plays. It's in the college football. So check that out. We've got a UFC package from Paris that goes at 12 noon tomorrow. So not going to win every game, but 30 out of 31 winning seasons. Check out the website, all the free videos there. Also on Locked On Bets every day. After you finish this show, you can listen to it about 10:30 in the morning. We give out 4 or 5 free bets on YouTube, Spotify, Apple, just one place, ParamountSports.com.
Thanks a lot, Lee. Appreciate it, man.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, man.
Hey, I was telling you, Jeremy, Colorado,
They're frauds.
23.5-point favors over Delaware. They win that game, but I don't think by 24 points.
You know, there's a lot of so-called football experts, and when I say so-called, I'm talking about some of these guys that are numbers guys, and they look at the analytics and all this stuff that maybe a lot of people aren't going to look at. Mm-hmm. Talk about Deion as an in-game coach making horrible decisions.
Yeah, with the timeout issue.
That, and then, I mean, even just some of the play calling. And we'll see. Like, this is a game where they're favored by a ton. Should they win that game? Absolutely. But, Rob, I got to be honest. When I saw it, I'm going, man, I hope everybody's betting on Colorado. I'll take those points.
They could win by 14, 17, maybe.
They could be up by 30 and just give it up.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't feel like the 24-point victory on that. Maybe a couple of touchdowns, but they just always seem to underwhelm.
But yeah. I don't think he's a very good coach, honestly. He's got the name, he's got the pedigree, but doesn't mean he's a good coach.
I mean, we'll see. Yeah. Time will tell. I mean, there have been plenty of guys that can, to be fair, when we talked about Ted Williams in baseball, It's like he can hit the hell out of the baseball, maybe one of the best hitters, maybe the best hitter of all time when all is said and done.
Right.
But when it came to teaching somebody else how to hit, it wasn't flying, you know? Yeah. People weren't understanding when he was working with the Red Sox.
It's like asking Pavarotti, teach me to sing like you.
Yeah. Like me?
Like him.
Oh, sorry.
I like Michigan, too, over Oklahoma.
Yeah, that's one Lee was on. That's a game that I was just kind of looking at going, I don't know what to do with this one. But
yeah, I think Michigan wins that one outright.
The one that I really like, and I don't mind giving it out here, is I think people are vastly overrating SMU. SMU is a 2.5-point favorite after they just mollywopped somebody last week, and Baylor lost at home to Auburn. These are not the droids you're looking for. I'm sorry. I think Baylor wins outright at SMU, and they're not ranked after this week.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Lots going on for you later on today. We're going to have 7:30 NFL Week 1 picks. Can't wait for that. We all picked the Eagles last night, so we got that right. But on the other side, we get stupid with Jeremy Kahn.
Yeah, we're going to talk about a couple of different things. How about a surgeon that cut off his own legs for sexual pleasure, and now
what?
He's going to jail. Yeah. How about crime fighting back? Pickpockets in Venice now are suing the people that catch them in the act. And lastly, we're going to talk about Ryan Clark's comments. I'm going to play you the sound of generational quarterbacks. He does not believe Peyton Manning and Tom Brady are generational quarterbacks. And I do believe he is a jackass. We talk about it next here on The Fan.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, what's up, Flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.